Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 30th of June 2022. The Bible reading today is Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 to 25. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favour, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. Today's article, titled Giving God My Work, was written by Patricia Raybon. The magazine I was writing for felt important, so I struggled to present the best possible article I could for the high-ranking editor. Feeling pressure to meet her standards, I kept rewriting my thoughts and ideas. But what was my problem? Was it my challenging topic, or was my real worry personal? Would the editor approve of me and not just my words? For an answer to our job worries, Paul gives trustworthy instruction. In a letter to the Colossian church, Paul urged believers to work not for the approval of people, but for God. As the apostle said, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Reflecting on Paul's wisdom, we can stop struggling to look good in the eyes of our earthly bosses. For certain, we honour them as people and seek to give them our best. But if we work as for the Lord, asking Him to lead and anoint our work for Him, He'll shine a light on our efforts. Our reward? Our job pressures ease and our assignments are completed. Even more, one day we'll hear Him say, "Well done." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as I face job pressures, it's easy to forget that I'm working for you. Redirect my heart and mind so I put you first in all I do. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.